Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast, the podcast with everything paranormal, starring your host, Joe Shortridge, and this lady.
Hello!
His sister, Jen.
Are you working on your tan?
I wish. I am so freaking cold right now. I'm shivering. All my toes have fallen off, and my eyeballs are frozen shut. Yes, folks, it's -9 degrees as we are taping our podcast with a wind chill going down tonight to -50.
Yay!
Fiffy. I'm so cold. But you know where it's warm? In portals to hell.
Portals to hell. Dun, dun, dun.
What's up, Joey?
And speaking about portals to hell, today we're going to talk about a small club in Wilder, Kentucky.
The one, the only, the infamous, the haunted.
Bobby Mackey's.
All right. So.
Every once in a while, we like to bring stories of the haunted places to you.
You know, that's like kind of on the bucket list.
They all are.
Aren't they, right?
No, but we are going there this summer. Yeah.
It's a summer cruise. On the road. And it's, you know, it's only for us. It's only how far?
3 hours.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Because we're in Ohio. Ohio. But it's kind of on the Kentucky-Ohio border near Cincinnati,
yeah,
I think.
Right on the other side.
So, you guys, if you're traveling cross-country, you want to go to honky-tonk.
Honky-tonk.
Honky-tonk. Badonka-donk. Yeah, hit it up. Let us know.
Yeah, let us know what you find out before we get there.
Yeah. Or meet us there.
There you go.
We'll all line dance together. And Joe will ride the mechanical bull.
It was the first bar that actually had a mechanical bull in it.
Urban Cowboy.
Heck yeah.
Circa 1986. Or probably later. I don't even know. But I do remember watching that movie. And Joe had the album.
Yes.
He had the album, Urban Cowboy.
That ain't no bull.
That's cool. Oh, good Lord. I'm sticking you outside so you can freeze. What do you know about it, Joe? What do you feel about Bobby Mackey's?
Well, you know, being that it was so many different places, there's so much history of it. And there's so many opportunities for murders and stuff to happen there. Now, one thing also, you have to remember that underneath Kentucky, there's cave systems like you wouldn't believe. Mm-hmm. And there are stories of demons, of Tommyknockers, of all kinds of things in those caves.
Yeah. It seemed like back in the 1800s, in the cave systems, and probably up until nowadays, people are very superstitious about caves. We've been in caves.
Yeah.
You know, Joe and I went to the Ohio Caverns. Didn't we go somewhere in Kentucky or no? Mammoth or something?
Well, the Mammoth Cave is there, but I don't think we actually went in there. We went past it. But
yeah, we drove past it.
And then when we were down in
Cave in the Rock, Illinois,
I actually got cave sickness from it.
Yeah, they got cave croup. Cave cough or whatever it's called.
The ick.
Yeah, so.
My scales were falling off.
Well, you know, you got to be careful. Like, you're going into these places. It's all kinds of dust and mold and all that stuff, so.
And we talked about that last week on the Demon House show about mold, how it can affect the human body.
Yeah.
That's easy. A big thing, yeah.
Yeah, so, well, just give you a little backstory about what Bobby Mackey's is. So currently it's a honky tonk. You know, it's a bar restaurant. Yeah. Is it a restaurant? I don't know.
I don't know if
I'm sure they have some food.
Maybe they have wings.
So chicken wings. But when it first was built, it was originally used as a slaughterhouse, is my understanding. And
yeah, that was back in 1850s, it was a slaughterhouse, and they actually had a well in the basement of it where all the blood would drain into this well.
Oh, my God. That's gross.
This supposedly is the portal to hell. where all the blood would drain into the ground.
Yeah, so it was supplied most of the northwestern Kentucky and Cincinnati with their beef. So you can imagine the amount of cattle that mm-hmm. went through there. Brr, gross, blood, guts, you know, savagery.
Yeah, that's what happens, though.
Yeah, I know.
So that we
you
can
don't
eat.
Think about that when you're, you know, having your nuggets and your sweet and sour sauce. Burk, burk. Anyways, so in the 1890s, the slaughterhouse had closed down. They weren't sure why it closed down, but they said that a local satanic cult had moved in. And seeing they had that well there, mm-hmm. I mean, what if they were doing some kind of weird stuff, that would be very convenient.
Yeah, I mean, it was a place where they could hide the remains of the animals that they sacrificed during their ceremonies.
Don't forget the virgins. We got to sacrifice some virgins, Joe.
Oh, okay. I don't know where that came from.
I don't know.
Where's my cross? I need to Bible thump you.
Oh, God. But anyways, yeah, just a lot of reported history of, you know, murder surrounding this mm-hmm. building, gambling when the gangsters kind of moved in yep. during Prohibition, all the way up until recent days. You know, there's the famous case of the caretaker Carl, who they performed the exorcism yeah. on.
And he was the one.
I think that was in the early 80s at some point.
Yeah.
Maybe into the 90s. I'm not sure.
Well, but he was the one that actually, in modern times, dug the well back up. Mm. And they feel that when he dug the well back up, that's when the demons came out of the well and inhabited the bar or the building.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they call the well the portal to hell. You know, and going back to later or earlier days, like in the 1920s, it was the home of the Bluegrass Inn. So it was always some place where people gather.
Mm-hmm. Which is a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if there are demons there and they want, you know, wanted to gather energy, mm-hmm. there would be plenty of it to draw from.
Yeah, in the 30s, it was called the Primrose Club, which was owned by the mafia. And when the mafia in Cincinnati found out about it, it made tons of turmoil, that, you know, a lot of fighting in that
mm-hmm.
during Prohibition. There were a lot of murders.
Gangster wars.
Yeah, gangsters. You know, there's actually bullet holes in the walls.
Wow.
You know, I don't know if they're actually from that, but story to be told is during the Prohibition and during the gangster time, they did execute people in the basement of the bar, which is the same thing. You know, a lot of people got killed in the basement. The world fame or the famous story about Scott Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
He was a person that was said to be into the occult, and he actually murdered his girlfriend, Pearl, who was pregnant, and he thinks he was pregnant by someone else, but she says it was his. Him and his friend, and I don't remember his friend's name, but they were in Cincinnati doing the bar scene, and they actually made a concoction of drug, or of, I want to say drugs, but I believe sleeping pills and cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
And so they basically knocked her out and killed her in a field right by the bar. Now, some stories say that she was murdered in the basement, but looking at the records and it says that she was murdered in a field next to the bar, but her head was never found, and they believe that her head is in the well.
Oh, which, you know, I mean, if it was thrown down there,
mm-hmm.
there's so much blood and guts and other things probably still down there. It would probably have blended in. Now, So just give you a little background of who Pearl Bryant was. In 1896, she was 22 years old when she was murdered. She was from a small town called Greencastle, Indiana. And like Joe had said, they found her headless corpse in a field 2 miles away from the slaughterhouse. She was pregnant by Scott Jackson, who was a student at the Ohio College of Dental Surgery, and urged her to come to Cincinnati where he could arrange an abortion for her. So he and his roommate tried to do it themselves,
yeah,
but it didn't go so great. So they think because he was in dental school that they thought they had like surgical knowledge, but I don't think it went so great. And I think they would have gotten away with it, but the roommate turned on the other guy.
Oh, okay.
And both of them were hanged at the gallows
yeah.
for it. And Scott Jackson's last words were, in a nutshell, I'm paraphrasing, that he was innocent and he was going to come back and haunt everybody.
Mm-hmm. And scary. he may be haunting you.
Yeah.
The two were the last ones to be hung in that town.
Oh, well. And they thought, there was rumored that they were part of a satanic cult. So who knows, they could have had access. If they were part of that and doing rituals, they could have had access to that building.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's why they feel that her head was put in the well, you know. And, I mean, you hear other stories that she was decapitated
alive
as a ritual killing in the basement of Bobby Mackey's. But other things say that she was killed in the field. But who's to know?
Right. You really didn't have great forensic accounting back then. Now, the interesting thing is that she was 5 months pregnant.
Yeah.
There was another girl who died in the place who was also 5 months pregnant.
Oh, really? I didn't know about that.
So the other major haunting, so, you know, it's believed Pearl is there and haunting, is a young woman named Johanna. Now, Johanna was the daughter of a gangster who was working out of that building. And she was also some kind of in form of entertainer. So she was either dancing
the
there.
The cabaret girl.
Yeah, like dancing, entertaining, or something like that.
Now I know who you're talking about. Yep. Yeah.
So this is in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So at that time, it was a nightclub called the Latin Quarters.
Latin Quarters.
And her lover, who got her pregnant, was murdered by her father. Now, don't know if that reportedly happened at Bobby Mackey's, but who's to say it didn't? Like, it would be very convenient because, you know, if they're doing these kind of things in the basement,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's likely it happened. When she found out that her father had murdered her lover and the father of her child, she poisoned her father, this gangster, and then apparently poisoned herself. And they found her dead in the dressing room at Bobby Mackey's at the time, Latin Quarters. So she's reportedly seen very often there. And when she does appear or they feel her presence around, there's the smell of roses. She left a poem on the wall. She handwrote a poem on the wall. Now, I won't read it because I don't have it in front of me, but it was a poem to her lover. And if you go on any of the websites, it's on there.
Yeah.
But it's just really haunting. It's still there to this day.
It's still there. And it's up. It was supposedly in an office or something. But to get to it, you have to crawl up into the attic way over these rickety boards to get to it. So the best thing to do is if you want to go and look at it, take a pair of binoculars or something, because doing the research, it looks like to get to it is like a treacherous climb. But yeah, and you know, in the 1970s, it was opened as the Hard Rock Cafe. And
not the one you guys are thinking of.
Yeah. Well, is it? Is it a precursor to it?
It could have been. Could have been.
They had trouble right away with bikers messing the place up every night and fighting and shooting. And yeah, I mean, there was tons of shootings right outside the bar, in the bar. So they had to close because it was just being overrun by these bikers that were just basically beating and killing people in the bar.
All right. Well, times.
Party.
So some of the ghostly hauntings that they see there, they've captured famous EVPs, full body apparitions, things moving, ashtrays flying from table to table. They say that even like when they're having, you know, like it's open bar and people are in there, you know, during the thing, there's certain spots that you may experience something. If you're just going there to hang out and drink beer or whatever, there's all kinds of activity in there. People have been touched and scratched and scared out of their wits there.
Well, you know, we talked about the Demon House last week, and you guys must go back and listen to that show. But when the Ghost Adventures crew was there, the first time, there was a lot of activity. I mean, Zach had scratches on his back that are not just, you know, I mean, you may rub up against something and it, it'll scratch your back, but these were defined claw-looking scratches.
Yeah, they had a really hard time there. They all had attachments and brought things home with them. Mm-hmm. Aaron, you know, you were telling me a story that something came home with him.
Yeah, something came home with them and it really messed up when he would be gone on set. His wife would see things, hear things, like it would torment her.
Wow.
And I don't know how they took care of it, but
she left him.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, they got a divorce over it. She couldn't take it anymore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was that bad. And I don't know if Aaron, did they ever go back to that place? I don't know.
They went back one more time. Mm. I didn't get a chance to watch that episode, so I don't really know what happened at that one. But I do know that they did talk about things that happened before. And it's funny because in the opening scene, I did see the opening scene of it where one of the employees locked him in.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of gave him a smirk and then he was like, well, good luck, guys.
It's just so interesting that this location has had so much history. It has tunnels running underneath it that they have reported hauntings in as well.
Well, that's one thing, too. You think about those tunnel systems were probably used by the gangsters for prohibition and murders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who's going to hear them screaming? I noticed, too, there's a train track that goes behind it. So there you have train, you know, you have easy access to get in and out if you're, mm-hmm. you know, doing things you shouldn't be doing. Plus the energy of the movement, you know, you have mm-hmm. Most likely it's probably limestone down there.
Well, another
and
big
in the river.
I was going to say the river because as we all know, rivers are a good energy source for spirits and that to travel through. But also, you know, with the railroad tracks, I know that studies have shown that railroad tracks are known for hauntings because it's so easy for the energy to travel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's because of the rails itself are one continuous sort of like wiring in your house or wiring. A lot of studies have shown that the magnetism can travel on railroad tracks, and that's why lots of times you have hauntings around railroads, plus the fact that it's gathering places and, mm-hmm. you know.
I saw something today on the news because it is so cold outside. I mean, sub-zero wind chills. They are literally lighting the railroad tracks on fire.
Yeah.
To keep them from freezing.
The switch points.
Yeah. And it was weird. I was looking at them like, what are they doing? All of a sudden, they're like, the railroad tracks are on fire. But yeah, just, you know, interesting because they're, again, you're putting another element onto something that's mm-hmm. already has energy flowing through yeah. it.
I saw that video too, and I thought, well, why didn't they just put like de-icing stuff on it? Something, I
don't know.
But that's the old, hey, you know, they still do the old-fashioned things. Instead of spraying chemicals on, they just light them on fire and it heats up enough where the switchers can move.
Yeah, or don't expand or mm-hmm. or contract.
But that was something interesting that I found out about the railroad tracks being a conduit for electricity or magnetism
mm-hmm.
because it's like a pipe, like a wires in your house and all that.
And you know, you would wonder too if things can travel along that or follow that because of the energy. I'm wondering if there's ever been a correlation between maybe UFO activity and rail lines.
Could be. I haven't found that out yet.
And is Bobby Mackey's on a ley line?
It could be.
You know, like why is all this dark energy or murder or things? Is it the location?
Mm-hmm.
Is it just the building was convenient or, you know, like why that particular location?
Is it location or activity?
Right. You know? What was drawn to that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, did it start with the slaughterhouse and that type of thing? I don't know. I really would love to go there.
Well, we are in the summer. I mean,
yeah, I'm excited about that. So there was a gentleman who did write a book. There's a guy who wrote a book. The Ghost of Bobby Mackey's Music World. His name was Dan Smith. He said that the slaughterhouse wasn't a commercial slaughterhouse, but it was like a local butcher who offered slaughtering services.
Oh, okay.
And it also says that the well was actually used for making whiskey later as the building, you know, changed over time. Yeah. So gross.
Wait a minute. How could... So, I don't know.
Well, if they're pouring blood down a water well, eventually it's going to flow out into the river is what they said, but there's still water in there. So they're going to take that, you know, take water out of the well to make the whiskey. So basically, if you were drinking whiskey in the 20s or something, you're probably drinking
blood whiskey.
Blood whiskey. But who's to say that energy or that those possessions or demons couldn't flow through that water into the whiskey, into people?
That's right.
They don't call them spirits for nothing. It's paranormal.
We don't know.
Spirits, hello.
You know, Bobby Mackey claims to have not known that building was haunted when he bought it.
Mm-hmm.
But with all the strange occurrences happening, you know, and like his caretaker, Carl Lawson, he believes that Carl might have multiple personalities in that because he said that every time you talk to him, you never know which Carl you're going to get.
Wow. And, you know, they famously documented an exorcism on him in his apartment, which was, I think, above the dance hall.
Mm-hmm. There was like an apartment upstairs.
Yeah. He had been there since he was like 18 years old, and he passed away a couple years ago, I think it was. So he had been there a very long time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like he was addicted to that building.
Well, plus he grew up not even 100, 200 yards from the place, and he would walk by, and he says that when he walked by there, he would see eyes in the upstairs windows looking out at him.
Wow, that's so
cool. And while he lived there was a lot of things that happened, like electrical issues where the lights would turn on and off by themselves. But one of the big things was that he heard the jukebox playing and went down to shut it off and found out that it was unplugged.
So
it was actually
playing
while it was unplugged.
Spooky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would think if you lived in a haunted location that had negative or demonic, you'd probably get a couple attachments. I'm wondering if, you know, it wasn't double personality, but it was spirit attachments.
That's very, very possible because of all the stuff that went on there.
Especially if they did an exorcism on him. And if you ever watch the video of it, it's really frightening. It was kind of scary, you know, like this guy's like growling and talking like a demon. One of the other reports was with the well that they would hear howling coming from the well. So is that, you know, of the dead animals that were slaughtered? Is that demon dogs or what?
Well,
you know, like
during the satanic times, they did slatter. They did slatter a lot of animals. And like we said, the well was used as a dumping point for the bodies of the slaughtered animals that during the sacrifices. So it's very possible.
What was that?
That's my house shifting. Oh. It's so cold out. And that's another thing that's happening right now is they're calling them cold quakes.
Uh-huh.
To where people are hearing their houses just like that, bang, and different sounds.
Everybody thinks their house is haunted.
That's
just the houses. Like,
it's so cold out that the ground and everything is making
popping
like
noises?
Earthquake sounds.
Oh,
and my house has been doing it all day.
That's so funny because last night when I left mom and dad's house, Joe was coming in and I'm leaving. I'm like, he pulls in the driveway behind me. And I'm like, I'm leaving. And then he's like, okay, he moves his car. And I come out and I stand on the porch and it's like, bang. It was so loud. I thought something like a transformer blew or something. And then I like ran to my car because it was so cold.
Yeah, a lot of people, and it's been on the news, Indiana and here, that there's a lot of calling them cold quakes going on. And it's just, and this is a big thing too about, let's go down this rabbit hole real quick.
Okay.
That's a big thing about when you're in these older houses or, you know, I mean, mine was built in the 50s, but I mean, when you're in these places and you hear unexplained banging sounds and that, just like that, it's temperature change makes the boards move and all that. And that big bang that we just heard was probably a board moving so small you wouldn't visually see it, but it's just, you know.
Yeah.
So,
I'm going to call it a ghost.
Oh, okay. I want to go back to and talk about the tunnels that run underneath.
Yeah.
Okay. Big thing in the tunnels is, like we said, they hear voices. They hear, like you just mentioned, you know, animal sounds and stuff. But now, this may just be folklore, I don't know. But they also say there's a 12-year-old boy that roams around inside the tunnels. And his name is Timmy. Okay. And people see him all the time in these tunnels. I tried to do some research and find out about Timmy, but I really couldn't find anything on him.
Hmm.
And
I'm wondering where that comes from. I wonder if people have just spirit boxed or how they know.
Mm-hmm.
I could use an ovulus to get a name.
It's just such an ongoing thing that they see this boy that they call him Timmy. And there's also a little girl in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And it said that she was a bit slow, you know. Her dad locked her in the closet and left her there and just left. It's like he dropped her off and just left her. So she's seen all the time. She's just a little blonde-haired girl. They said one of her eyes is drooping, you know. And so the dad basically just shut her in the closet and walked away. So she haunts the place too.
You know, it drives me crazy when there's ghost children.
Yeah.
You feel so bad. Like, you know, they had the whole life ahead of them, and now they're just roaming around in eternity as a child. Stuck in the bar. Do you remember when we went to the haunted South Main School in Bowling Green, and that psychic was telling me there was a little boy named Robbie, and he came up to me, and I knelt down, and he was hugging me, and then he followed me around. Sometimes I feel like he's at my house.
Oh,
not all the time, but sometimes. Like,
we know that they can travel. They astro travel to wherever they like.
Yeah, the story was he passed away. I think he hit his head in the schoolyard. I don't think he died at the school, but later, but likes to go back there because it's familiar to him.
Yeah.
And if you guys ever, you know, want a really, really cool place to investigate, go to the Haunted South Main School. It's in Bowling Green, Ohio, which is just like, how far outside of Toledo?
It's 20 miles, I think.
Yeah, like 20 miles like outside of Toledo. It's right off I-75. And it's a really, really interesting place. Old historic school.
It's on South Main Street.
Oh, yeah, on South Main Street. That's what it's called. But anyways.
There are some hauntings in that place. When we investigated there, we got some very interesting things happen. I don't know, should I tell them over the air what they are, or should we just let them go there? But
I'll give them a little taste. Give them a little teaser.
In the boiler room, and it's funny because when they had the tour, we're going down a rabbit hole, and I'm going down a second rabbit hole on top of that other rabbit hole. But anyhow, in the basement, the boiler room, we were using the SLS camera, and we had the person that runs it, Don, sitting in a chair, and we said, you know, to the custodian who supposedly haunts the place, you know, if you're here, come in, all that. And there was a figure that actually came in and sat down right next to him.
That's so cool. So
on the SLS.
The rumor was that there was a caretaker who had been at the school for many years, like I think it was close to 40 years. And he came back to visit, right? That like was his workshop type thing.
Yeah.
So that's who they think is in there. But near where the boiler room is where I saw some weird misty mists. But
and we have the and on the steps we had crazy REM pod action. When we were upstairs, it was the one downstairs going off. When we were up downstairs, the one upstairs was going off. But yeah, but getting back to, oh, that's right, I want to say just another side note. When we were there and they were doing welcome back tours to people that were, you know, went to the school and all that, I was in the basement in the boiler room and these kids were down there and they were like, look at that. I said, that's where they used to put the bodies. And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, in the boiler. That's where they put the bodies. And the kids were like, no. And they all ran out of the room.
Joe scares children. Ah, ha, ha, ha.
It's totally a lie, but you know.
Oh, Joe.
Gotta have some fun.
He's scaring young children.
So what else has happened at Bobby Mackey's?
You know, the glasses have moved. People have had weird feelings. Some of them have felt like they had attachments come home with them.
Just patrons.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah. Not even people there to ghost hunt.
Stories of patrons at the bar and get a glass either thrown at them or shoved at them, which causes a fight because they think that somebody threw a glass at them and everybody's like, no, I didn't do it. That
it's
kind
like
of thing.
Stirring the pot,
yeah.
Right? The spirits are stirring the pot. So at Bobby Mackey's, so Bobby Mackey, who's the owner, he was a local celebrity. And this is why it's named Bobby Mackey. He was a local musician and celebrity. And he kind of wanted to jump on the phase of like having a honky tonk or, you know, someplace where he could play his music his way. And he purchased the place and they were going to actually build another new bar next to it. And when they started doing the renovations is when they had all the strange things happen and they stopped. And if you go there and you can see it online, there's a huge sign that says, if you are going to enter this place, you're entering at your own, you know, own risk. It's haunted. I don't have it in front of me, Joe, mm-hmm. but like if you
no,
want.
No, it's, yeah, it states that to enter at your own risk, the place is supposedly haunted and things do occur.
And there was a gentleman who had a spirit attack him there before he put the sign up, and he sued Bobby Mackey because he said, you know, he was injured by the spirit. And when it went to court, the judge was like, well, you'll have to have God sort that out. So I think it might have been the case was thrown out.
Was it the spirits or the spirits?
I don't know. Get them in their spirits.
One interesting thing, too, is when he started doing the renovations, he had to stop because a crack appeared in the ground. So the ground actually separated.
The portal to hell.
Yeah. Well, it's something to prevent him from building.
Yeah, that's true. Now, you can go down to Bobby Mackey's anytime. I think they're open 7 days a week. You'll have to check their schedule. But, you know, he still plays.
Yeah.
And he famously wrote a song called Johanna about the girl who killed herself mm-hmm. there. And it's said that sometimes, you know, if he's playing the song, then people see her apparition yeah. there. And she's been seen many times, especially by the workers. You know, after they're closing up or cleaning up, they'll smell roses.
Smell roses, see her dancing.
See her dancing. Sometimes she's just staring at them. There was one waitress, I think it was, who said she appeared to her and she had long blonde hair and was just looking at her. She said she didn't have any particular look on her face. People bring her roses.
Mm-hmm.
I think it mentions something. It might mention something in the song about roses. But you know, he made a lot of money off of that yeah. song. You know, it was a popular country song for many years and he still plays it to
still
this
plays
day.
It. But the thing about this, when he wrote this song too, was he heard as I'm thinking this, my mind just goes totally blank, but he wrote a riff and then the song kind of came to him as if she wrote it for him in his mind.
So here's the strange plot twist. Bum, bum, bum. Her lover's name was Robert McKay. A different pronunciation. Mm-hmm. Robert, whatever, Bobby Mackey's middle name. And Bobby Mackey's real name is Robert something.
It
Mackey.
Was, yeah, the same name.
Exactly
but
the same
last
name
was just pronounced a little different.
Right. It's both musicians.
Mm-hmm.
So I think her spirit, well, he thinks her spirit is attracted to him because of and attached to him and this place because of the similarities
yeah.
between his name, what he does for a living, you know, being yeah. a singer and an entertainer.
It's said that he believes, or I shouldn't say he believes, because lots of times when people ask him, he doesn't believe any of it, mm-hmm. but he
yeah.
still sits in his back room and watches the video cameras forever.
Mm-hmm.
But he says that she thinks that he is the reincarnated person of her lover.
You never know. You never know. We may be reincarnated 50 million times. We got to do a show on reincarnation too, Joey.
Yeah, I'm working on
Carnation
it.
Incarnation instant breakfast. I mean, reincarnation.
You know, reincarnation is actually a true thing in your body.
Why
your
so?
Cells completely regenerate themselves.
That's true.
The skin that you have on now is not the skin you had on 10 years ago, even though it looks like it.
Yeah.
Which, when we talk about we're going to talk about tattoos. But, you know, I know tattoos don't sound paranormal, but we have a paranormal twist about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think about that too, is if our skin regenerates so much, why does the pigment stay there? But
I don't know.
Dana's explained it to me a couple of times, but I don't remember anyway.
I need to get mine redone. It was so cute in the beginning, and now it just looks like a blobby blob blob. Like, ugh. Well, anyways.
So I just thought it would be interesting to bring you something about Bobby Mackey's. I know in this summer when we go there, I know we're going to have a better show about it. We're going to bring you a lot of what happened to us. But before I let you go, I really want to thank Scott Lambert and Amber for having us on their show.
Yeah,
I know we had Scott on our show, but we were came out Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
We were on Ghostly Talk Radio.
Yeah, so it was really fun. We had a good time.
It was a good show. It turned out really good, my golden voice. But
oh. Yeah. Joe with the golden voice. Yeah, it's just really fun to like be able to swap and be on other people's podcasts and mm-hmm. then have them on ours. You know, it just makes for good unity within the paranormal community, and we need a lot more of that. So, you know, that being said, let's all get together and go ghost hunting sometime. Yay.
Let's get a group together to go to Bobby Mackey's.
Let's do it. Who wants to go to Bobby Mackey's? Raise your hand. I see you all in your car listening and raising your hand.
I saw a thing on Facebook today that would...
Hands on the wheel.
I saw a thing on Facebook today that we could do for the ride down to Bobby Mackey's. Somebody bought a old prison bus, and they were asking if they could find 50 people to dress up in yellow orange jumpsuits and jump out at Walmart.
Nice.
Let's do that. Let's fill up the bus and go to Bobby Mackey's. But yeah, no, I want to thank Scott. It was so much fun being on his show on the legendary Ghost Talk Radio.
I know. Ghostly Talk.
He's been on for, what, 20 years now?
A long time.
Yeah.
He's the OG.
He was the original interviewer of Dirt. And
Dirt don't hurt. Kentucky Dirt. So, yeah, I mean, if you guys have had any experiences or been to Bobby Mackey's, drop us a note on our Facebook page after you hear the show. Let's hear what happened there. I want to see if you guys caught any EVPs or had any apparitions.
Yeah.
That would be, like, so cool.
If you go to our Facebook page, I do have a group, a 222 Paranormal group Facebook page. I don't do a lot on it. I really should get into that. But it's there. Let's fire it up with some Bobby Mackey stories.
Yeah, I want to hear them. I think it'd be really interesting. I, you know, you can go on YouTube and see tons of paranormal. I mean, there's probably been hundreds of paranormal teams that have been there, you know, and everybody's probably had their own unique experience. But I think it would just be really cool.
One of the funny things.
Can't wait to go.
Funny things that happened there that stuck in my mind is the story about people at the bar and that glass or the, you know, glass or bottle hit them. Thought it was somebody else and it started a fight. I can just see the demons sitting back going, yeah, look what I did now. Because like, they are country demons.
It's like that scene in Blues Brothers where they're playing in the cage and everybody's throwing bottles. And it's a big brawl. No, that won't happen when we get there. It's going to be love and light, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, thank you for listening.
And you guys, if you are interested, you know, I'm still on Poshmark. Selling some ghostly goods.
Ghostly goods?
Yeah.
Haunted shoes. Jenna has a whole basement full of haunted shoes.
Oh, my
gosh.
You guys have to come and shop my closet. I have hundreds of pairs of shoes. Some listed, some not. But, you know, if you guys are interested, go to Poshmark/@happy. H-A-P-P-I-E 22 is my closet. And get yourself something new. Treat yourself.
All right. Thanks everyone for listening this week, and let's leave with a little Black Friday holiday from Dead in 5.
Peace out, suckers! Bye, Joe.
Goodbye.